Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day, especially on this anniversary week as we kick off our 17th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. It's just you and me for a couple of segments. I've got some things I want to say, as I do every week. I carve out a little bit of time for some specific things I want to talk to you about. So I'm going to kick my anniversary show off this week with talking about something called net neutrality. Now, you know what net neutrality is. I say you know what it is. You may not, and that's the reason why I wanted to talk to you about it. You've heard the term, I should say. If you've been listening to my show, you've heard the term because I've been reporting on net neutrality for almost a decade. And I can remember when it first came out, it was so confusing that I, as many times as I talked about it with experts on the show, I really didn't understand who the players were, who the good guys. I was kept trying to find the good guys and the bad guys, and so it's tough to do that. So I wanted to try to simplify this for you, because the federal government is weighing in on this. The Obama administration is starting to weigh in on this, and you need to know who the players are and what their positions are. So as you know, the policy lines are being drawn right now, and the battleground is being drawn right now in Washington, D.C., between President Obama and the newly elected Republican majority in the House and the Senate, which will take effect in January. There's one important issue that I want you to talk about that might not be on your radar screen like Obamacare will be and like the immigration debate will be, and that's net neutrality. It's called net neutrality because, I'll explain what that means in a minute. The reason I want to talk about net neutrality is because I'm concerned it might not get the attention it deserves, even though it could have significant long-term implications. My goal today in telling you this is to simplify net neutrality. I've got it down to very simple terms so you can understand how it's going to impact your business, and how you can join into the debate. Net neutrality is a term is pretty intuitive. It means all internet traffic gets treated the same. All net neutrality in its purest form means all internet traffic gets the same treatment, which is basically what we've had for 20 years. There's essentially no government regulation of the internet, no internet taxes. Also, there's no preference for or discrimination against any sender or receiver of an email, of a web page, of music, of a movie, things like that, regardless of how much bandwidth it uses or how fast it needs to go, and whether it's going over a fixed internet broadband or whether it's going over mobile networks. There are three groups. I want to tell you about the three groups that I think are the big stakeholders in net neutrality: the carriers, the content producers, and the regulators. There's one regulator. The carriers fill two roles: local internet service provider, whoever hooks you up to the internet, is your ISP. ISP, remember that. Number two is the national networks, AT&T, Sprint, those kind of folks. Because they own the backbone, which is the physical infrastructure, the fiber that hauls digital traffic between ISPs. Carriers, so this, you got ISPs, and the networks are the carriers. They want to charge different rates based on content quantity and speed, which is contrary to net neutrality. Without targeted revenue for their finite bandwidth inventory, they've only got so much, right? They argue innovation and investment will stall. So that's their position. That's the carriers. Now the content producers. That includes Google, Netflix, Facebook, and you, my friends. Anyone who owns a website, which is, you know, most of us, right? If you don't, you should have one. I've been saying that for 15, 17 years. If you have a website, if you sell a product online, if you conduct email marketing, if you have an instructional video on YouTube, you're a content producer. Content producers love net neutrality because turning the internet into a toll road where some people are charged more than others, that increases business costs, and it could make small businesses less competitive. This is what I worry about, folks. As I come down on the side of the content producers, because that's what I am, right? That's what I do right here. When this segment I'm talking to you about is going out over the broadcast, my broadcast is also going out over my simulcast, and later today it will become a podcast, and people will be downloading that podcast and streaming it. So I don't want to have to pay more for my, or I don't want my connection, my podcast you would want to request, I don't want that slowed down because I don't pay a higher fee. That's what content producers are concerned about, whether it's my little company, your little company, or Google. That's the content producers. Now the regulator. The regulator is the Federal Communication Commission, FCC. Chairman Tom Wheeler is in charge of that. Some content producers have asked the FCC to defend net neutrality. Get involved here, government, and fight off the carriers, right? But here's what that request looks like to a politician. As they requested it of the FCC, President Obama's gotten involved, and he wants the FCC to reclassify and regulate broadband internet connection as a utility. And that is not the definition of net neutrality. Net neutrality is complicated because it's easy to appreciate both arguments of the business folks, the carriers and the content producers. Plus, some of these people even have a stake on both sides of the issue, like the cable company that owns a TV station or a movie studio. But inviting the government to referee this marketplace debate, in my opinion, is a Faustian bargain. It's a deal with the devil, because what government regulates, it also eventually will tax. And once started, regulating and taxing won't stop. A regulated and taxed internet is not net neutrality. And if you don't believe me, look at your phone bill. Yeah, exactly. Gonna take a quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.